他巴加油空扎比哈里加油拉他妈他巴加油空扎比哈里Gopi Janabala Ba Jayo Giri Paradhari Jayo Giri Paradhari Jana Balaba Jayo Giri Paradhari Jayo Giri Paradhari Shodhanandana Jayo Braja Janaramjana Jayo Yashodhanandana Jayo Braja Janaramjana Jayo Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tiravanachari Jayo Kunja Bihari Jayo Yamuna Tiravanachari Jayo Kunja Bihari Jayo Kunja Bihari Gopi Janabalaba Jayo Giri Paradhari Jayo Giri Paradhari Shodhanandana Jayo Braja Janaranjana Yashodhanandana Jayo Braja Janaranjana Jayo Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tiravanachari Jayo Kunja Bihari 자리자요 궁자비하리 Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jayo Kunja Bihari Jaya Om Vishnupat Paramahansa Parivraja Kacharya Totara Sata Esi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jaya Om Vishnupat Paramahansa Parivraja Kacharya Totara Sata Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Nantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Nama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Prince Kahosi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Syamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Gobardham Ki Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki শ্রীমায়াপুর ধাম কি, শ্রী জগন্নাথ পুরী পুরুষোত্তম ক্ষেত্র ধাম কি, গঙ্গা মায় কি, যমুনা মায় কি, ভক্তি দেব কি, শ্রীমতী তুলসী দেবী মহারাণী কি, গ্রন্থরা শ্রীমদ ভগবতম কি, সমবেত ভক্ত বৃন্দ কি, নিতাই গৌর প্রেমানন্দে, অল গ্লোরিস টু দ্য অ্যাসেম্বলড ডিভোটিস, অল গ্লোরিস টু দ্য অ্যাসেম্বলড ডিভোটিস, অল গ্লোরিস টু শ্রী শ্রী গুরু এন্ড শ্রী গৌরাঙ্গা, গ্লোরিস টু শ্রীল প্রভুপাদ। নারায়ণম নমস্কৃত্যম নরম চৈব নরোত্তমম দেবীম সরস্বতীম ব্যাসম ততো জায়ম উদীরয়েত। ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায়, ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায়, ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায়। রিডিং শ্রীমদ ভাগবতম কান্ত 5 চ্যাপ্টার 3 টেক্সট 18 চ্যাপ্টার এনটাইটেল ঋষভদেবস অ্যাপিয়ারেন্স। Again, this just will read the verse with the copy because I think this is short actually, but doesn't have any, is not made without metric, it's prosa. Tata agni triyem shakalaya batirishami atmatulyam anupalabhamanaha. Tataha, therefore, Agnidriye, in the wife of Nabi, the son of Agnidra, Amsha Kalaya, by an expansion of my personal form, Avatara Avatarishyami, I shall advent myself, Atmatulyam, my equal, Anupalabhamana, not finding. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sivaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Since I cannot find anyone equal to me, I shall personally expand myself into a plenary portion and thus advent myself in the womb of Meru Devi, the wife of Maharaj Nabi, the son of Agnidra. We'll repeat the translation because the purport is short, so. Since I cannot find anyone equal to me, I shall personally expand myself into a plenary portion and thus advent myself in the womb of Meru Devi, the wife of Maharaj Nabi, the son of Agnidra. Purport. This is an example of the omnipotence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although He is one without a second, He expands Himself by Swamsha, His personal expansion, and sometimes by Vini Mamsha, or His separated expansion. Lord Vishnu, herein, agrees to send His personal expansion as the son of Meru Devi, the wife of Maharaj Nabi, who is the son of Agnidra. The
Ritvijah, the priest, knew that God is one, yet they prayed for the Supreme Lord to become the son of Maharaj Nabi, to let the world know that the absolute truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is one without a second. When he incarnates, he expands himself in different potencies. Since I cannot find anyone equal to me, I shall personally expand myself into a plenary portion and thus advent myself in the womb of Meru Devi, the wife of Maharaj Nabi, the son of Aknidra. Om Akdhyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangulangayate Girin Yatkripatamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinataranam Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhuvya Evacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So good morning everyone, welcome to Srimad Bhagavatam class. It's 18. 5, 3, 18. Exactly. 5, 3, 18. So the Lord is speaking, Supreme Personality of Godhead, speaking to the priest and to King Nabi after a successful, you can say, yagya, in order to have a son who will be not other than an expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the previous verse, Krishna, Vishnu, is explaining that he's pleased by the prayers of the priest, and because they pray for the benediction of having a son, like he said, a son like me, he explained that that is very difficult to obtain, but since I am the Supreme Person without a second, so he explained that there is no other equal to him. So it's like not everyone can have this chance to have the Lord as a son, but he feels obliged to King Nabi and to the priest because he's very pleased. So he agreed that he will become the son because he could send another living entity, a Bibinamsa. Living entity and separate expansion of the Lord, but that won't be the same because they were praying for the Lord to have as a son. He's explaining there is no one equal to me. So that is the only his key concern. He cannot bring another powerful living entity because no one is equal to him. So he will agree to, he said, since I cannot find anyone equal to me, I shall personally expand myself into a plenary portion, Swamsa, and thus advent myself in the womb of Meru Devi. So if conditions all speak like that, is. And sometimes happen, it's considered very, it's not nice, it's not humble. And not truth also. There is no one equal to me, or no one can surpass, be better than me. Because of false ego, the living entity thinks that he is the karta ham, the doer of everything, and everything depends on him. So we take different roles according to our karma, and we think sometimes that our role, no one can perform better than us. Like for instance, a father may think himself the protector of his children and wife, and that he can protect them from everything, and he will promise, with me, you never should be afraid. I'm always with you to protect you. Nothing bad will happen to you. I'm your father. Please feel confident. I'm here for you, and I will never, it will never be different. But sooner or later, the children, they realized the truth, that their parents are not infallible. They start seeing the defects, so they feel despondent. That happened to almost everyone when you become a teenager. The illusion dissipates. First, you thought that your parents were like God, actually, and they were infallible, but then you realize that they are like any other human being, and they cannot protect you from death and for many other things. They cannot solve many problems that you may have. So you find yourself alone, lonely. And then there come another person in your life, and that with the same promise, I will protect you. Become a husband or a wife, or become a teacher or a friend. In so many ways, people are standing in the line saying, I am God, in other words. I am ready to fulfill that emptiness that you may feel in. And that may come not only as an individual, also as may come as a product. Like when we want to buy a product or whatever, a computer or a juice, whatever, something to eat or something to utilize, a car. Everything comes with that promise. I will give you happiness, I will give you a sense of confidence. Like especially cars, the way the propaganda is made for a car is like the man enters in the car and he feels it's like he becomes all powerful. So the idea is that if you have that car, you are protected, you are best, you are more, etc. But the reality is that there are many equal to that product or to that person, and even better. There is always something better. So there is always that claim of, like Krishna is saying now, since I cannot find anyone equal to me, now I will personally expand myself. So that's the idea of the illusion of the living entity. She's always thinking, since there is no one equal to me, I will be here for fulfilling this role, etc. In the work, in everything, in every field of life, some living entities, they feel like the best. And other living entities, they feel the false ego of works in another way, and they feel like they are the worst. But either case, there is an illusion, and we need to know exactly who we really are and what is our real position, which is not the lowest and not the higher. We have to come to a reality. And that is Amsha. So Mama Vaimsho Jivalo, okay, we are part and parcels of Krishna. And the reality is that we are unique in the sense that we are individuals, and we share the happiness that Krishna has, the eternity and the knowledge, but in a very minute way. So no more, no less. So, and all Vedic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, it's in so many ways, through many events, are teaching us how to come back to that position, to understand again that who we are, at least our position through many stories, etc. And we see that the living entity, when they become powerful, they think that I may be God. As I was describing before, we don't say I am God, but we think that we are very important, indispensable. But when it comes to, for example, demigod, living entity who have the facility of achieving more power, they sometimes think I'm God. We will see later in the next chapter, I think, how Indra, he became envious of this Supreme Personality of Godhead who will appear as Rishabhadev. He became, when he saw that he was very powerful, he tried to stop the rain in the kingdom. But for thinking that he will cause a problem, in the same way that Indra did the same with Nara Narayan Rishi, when they became very powerful, Indra sent a beautiful lady with his collection of apsaras. And Nara Narayan Rishi was nothing to disturb their meditation. So finally they gift another lady to Indra, etc. So the point is that Indra finally, in many instances, many moments of the Srimad Bhagavatam, we see Indra is thinking like he's maybe more powerful than Krishna. But that Indra actually is us. Indra is very gentle. He plays the role of like a conditioned soul. But we are having that problem, the same problem that Indra. But that problem we don't. Indra, at least, he has with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If there is ones who we may have envious, that's Krishna, because he's really powerful. So if we have that, we are envy, like, it's understandable, okay? If you have envy of Krishna, that is our disease. But the envy we manifest here is for very little things. Even at least Indra is justified because he's ruling the heavens, and he's afraid someone may take his power. Sometimes he's afraid of other living entity, or sometimes he's afraid of the Supreme Personality of God. But we are afraid of so many insignificant things that even are not reality, because there are other jivas like us, and also we are not envy, we are proud, and if we are not proud, we feel less, our confidence is low, and sometimes so there is not a common ground. So this scripture, this same pastime, help us to realize our position. Like Prabhupada, everyone knows that. When a devotee told to Prabhupada, I am the most fallen, Prabhupada said to the disciple, no, you are not the most nothing. And the same, the devotee will think that he is very important, like with Tamal Krishna Maharaj, once he explained himself, he told the story, you know, in his The Servant of the Servant, that he was a little bit proud of being temple president in LA, and there were some issues with other devotees, who is more important or more powerful. So Prabhupada gave a instruction to him, but I think Dhyana Pran told many times this story. But he started explaining first the greatness of the universe and how there are actually there are millions of universes, and then there are in every universe is very tiny, but within that universe, inside, there are millions of planets. And among those planets, there are insignificant, but of all those insignificant planets, the Earth is one of the smallest. And then in the Earth, there are millions of living entities, and countries, etc. One country is U.S., and there are also many living entities in U.S. And in U.S. there is L.A., California, and then in California there is La Cienega place. And then he said, in this street there are many neighbors, people living, and there is a temple, Huatzica Avenue. And in that temple there are many devotees. And among all these devotees, there is one devotee who is thinking that he is very important. So in that way, we think that we are very, very important, or we go to the other extreme, we think that we are nothing. And we speak like that. Sometimes we speak, oh, I'm very fallen. With senior, we may speak like that, I'm very fallen. And with those who are junior, we speak, I'm very great. I have so much experience in this. So we go up and down. But the idea is to be in the reality and our real position. So that's one point. Prabhupada explained that the priests, they were asking for the Lord to come as a son in order to show that the Supreme Personality of the Godhead is just one. One without a second, Krishna said. Ben Prabhupada explained here. So we know that Om Purnam Adaha Purnam Nidam Purnat Purnam Udachati Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purnam Eva Vashishati. That the Supreme Lord is complete in itself. Although many units or many swamps or expansions came from him, he is still always is complete in himself. So here is, he will become the son of King Navi, but it's not like he will disappear as the Supreme Personality of Godhead for some time. Nobody will occupy his position. No? He will be still there. And now there is an expansion without losing any potency of him. Nothing is the same. So in that way, the priests are showing how the glory of the omnipotence of the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. That we cannot say, I cannot be in the Ratha Yatra of New York, because I have service here in Chicago. But don't worry, I will do my best to go. I will expand myself, thank you. No, we can do through Mary, like if we develop mystic powers. Like, but even if you do that, as far as I understand it, the yogis, they can be in another place, but they're the same person, like even if they move. I mean, it's like the TV, like in TV, we have that power that we can be through Skype in so many places, but it's the same person in the sense that if I move my hand, I will move in all the cameras. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he expands himself, it's not like that. He's completely another. He's himself, but at the same time, he's another individual. And he can perform his activities. Like when Narada Muni was visiting the different palaces of Krishna, 60,108 palace. Krishna was doing different activities in each palace. It wasn't the same like a the same movie in every palace. It was different. So he's one without a second, and he, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava, he said, everything emanates from me. He's the most powerful personality. And therefore, we are envy of him. We have envy of Krishna, although we manifest, as I say, that envy in a different, and through living entities. But the root of envy is Krishna. It's our broken relationship with Krishna, forgotten relationship by Anditya Vinivesatasya. Because of absorption in the material energy, we develop we become inimical to Krishna, and we become fearful of everything, of losing our fragile position of trying to be someone who we are not. Coming to our original position is not easy, because we are in such an illusion. So even from beside the illusion that we have from Maya, there is another illusion in this life, that we are always thinking that we are taught that we have to become someone else. Who will we? You will be in the future, or when you grow up, who you will be? Who are you going to be in the next 10 years, etc.? There is always a sense of, even as devotees, sometimes there is always the thought of becoming someone. It's like we don't live the present. We are always thinking that I will make it. I will go back to Godhead, or I will become someone else. But I don't want to be this. But that's also part of... I mean, if we observe the characters in the Srimad Bhagavatam, they are not like that. Like, we will say that they are self-realized, and therefore, but they are living in the moment and having the relationship with Krishna and advancing. But we may have that problem of always thinking that in the future will be better. In the future, I will be more pure. In the future, I will be a good devotee. In the future, I will go back to Godhead. That's also an illusion. We have to understand that we always been in the past and will be in the future. Is the soul is not subjected to this material time, and it's not time which will bring the realization of it. Will be just to perform our devotional service with the mind in the present, and not thinking what will I obtain with this service. Who I will become after doing this service. It's just the service itself which brings everything. Everything is there for the spiritual soul to realize that I am a servant of Krishna. It's not something that you will get later, but because we don't have that realization, we are expecting always one moment at what point of life I will become perfect. But Prabhupada explained that can be in just in a second, because it's just a question of awareness. Like when you become aware of something, you say, and then once you realize, it's like that. You understood. So therefore, like Chandramali Maharaj was explaining that, he was hearing many times, you are not the body, you are not the body, you are not the body. But once he heard, he said, I understand. I am not the body. So it's a question of awareness more than time or in the future I'll become like that. One more thing. So to have this darshan like the priests are having now, and Kinnabi and the Supreme Lord, imagine the Supreme Lord become your son. It's not something ordinary. It's very, very, very a special benediction they are having. And they understand like that. They are not taken for granted that. So the I was remembering there was the how eager we have to be to if we want to see the Lord of having here is like an exception and maybe none of us will have the Lord as a son. But we may want to have a spiritual experience, more deeper. So for that we have to be ready to pay a price. Like we see even Prahlad Maharaj, to be a pure devotee is not easy. But to be successful is not easy. To become Prahlad Maharaj, one would say, okay, just try it. Or to become Srila Prabhupada. It's not easy. We are the one who are preventing our own advancement because we are fearful having those experiences. But one who is really wants to have a Krishna, they are not fearful of anything may come by worshipping Krishna or be with him. How do you say elephant? Hati, no? Hati, yeah, Hati Ram Baba. There was a Babaji who went to Tirumala. He was a devotee, a great devotee of Lord Rama. And he went to the temple where Lord Balaji is there, the deity. A very famous deity, Tirupati. And he when the first time he saw the deity, he understood that this is my like Ishtadeva and I will never leave this place. And he was completely in love with Balaji. And he will go to take darshan and look at the deity and then he will stay looking at the deity like a statue, like in such a way that the other devotees they will start like, and those who were serving in the temple they will start they became a little disturbed, like why he's looking the deity so fixed like that. They didn't think like again the envy, you know? Like when we see a devotee who is advancing we become suspicious. What he wants. He looks like he likes the chanting, but actually, you know, I think it's because he was a musician. Or he's advancing. Maybe he wants some position or something like that. So this Babaji, he was looking at it every day and with such a intention, absorption. And they say, no, this is wrong. This is wrong. This Babaji, there is something wrong with him. I don't like the way he looked at the deity. No. He may want to. This is very dangerous, actually. This Babaji is very dangerous. Keep him out from the temple. So the leader from the temple, he gave the instruction that I don't want him in the temple. I'm scared. So the next time this Babaji came, he couldn't enter to it. He tried to enter and see the deity and he was get away. He would try to enter and they would push him away. You cannot enter to the temple. So he just wanted to see the Lord. So he was praying. Then he went to home. He was praying, my dear Lord, I just wanted to, so difficult to have your darshan. What I did, I cannot have your darshan. So he became like a very despondent, and he tried again. He came back to the temple and he couldn't enter. No way. So he decided to play dice. How do you say the word? D-I-C-E? Dice. To play dice with the Lord. Because he had that love for him. And he said, okay, I will just imagine at least that the Lord is with me and will play dice with him. So I don't feel alone because I cannot see him. So he was like playing like that. And then he had a dream. Supposed to have a dream where Balaji appeared and said, Hari Bol, hey Babaji, I want to play with you dice. And he was amazed and he said, and this is not a dream. I'm here with you. This is not a dream. You're not dreaming. I'm here with you. Let's play. He said, okay, let's play. So the Lord was coming every night and they were playing dice together. This Babaji would defeat even the Lord playing dice. So then the Lord would say, so what do you want from me? He said, no, the only thing I want is that you give me some little service in the temple for you. Just like we did, I'll be happy. Just so I can serve you. And the Lord said, okay. And he keep coming. And one night, the Lord came. And then there was some noise outside. And the Lord said, go and see what happened outside. So he went to see what happened. And there were some people there. And then when he came back, the Lord wasn't there. But there was a jewel, like a part of a necklace with a jewel from Balaji. And he said, oh, my Lord forgot this. I will keep it safe in a box. So tomorrow he will come and take it. So meanwhile, the next morning, the priest, they saw, here is Balaji is missing his necklace. Who could take that? So the authorities told, they have a meeting. And they said, remember that Babaji? He was very, I knew he was, yeah, he was looking so, you know, with such an absorption, but I think he wanted to steal something, so he was looking, and now he's stealing. So let's go to his house. He probably will have that. So they went to the house of the Babaji, and they said, we want to see if there is something missing from the Lord. I'm sure you have it. And they look, and sure enough, they found it. They said, see, you are still, how you are not embarrassed? They said, this is the worst thing you can do. You're stealing to the Supreme Lord, to Balaji. Such a fallen soul you are. He said, why you did that? He said, no, I just was playing dice with him, the Lord, and he forgot this. And so the priest said, so we are praying every day, like chanting 16 rounds. I mean, good sadhana, everything. I live in the temple. And you are coming from outside, and like that. I don't know your sadhana. I'm paraphrasing, concocting a little bit, just to give. The idea that they become very upset, you know, and they were proud in their speech, that they were saying like, who you are. We are like really striving for the Lord, for having his darshan, for we want to become pure devotees. And we know we are not pure still, but we are working for that. But you just came, and and you're still, and beside that, you try to show yourself like a great devotee, like saying that you're playing dice. Who can believe that? You're pure nonsense. So they took him to the king, and then the king will decide what to do. So they took him to the king, and they said that he is still from Balaji. So the king said, why you do that? He said, I just explained. Every night, Balaji was coming to my house, and we were playing dice. But one night, he told me to see what, there was a noise outside, so I went to see. The Lord told me to go and see what was going on outside. And then when I come back, he wasn't there, and there was the necklace, so I just kept it from him. And the king said, okay. And he saw some sincerity. And he said, okay, let's do one thing. I won't punish you now, but you will be tested. So I will put you in the jail till tomorrow, and I will put, I don't know, like 1,000 of sugar bags in your cell. And you have to eat all this by tomorrow. If there is no more bags, then you are free. So it was like really difficult. So his Babaji was there, and he was thinking, why, my Lord? You just disappear, and now look at the trouble I am. Now I just want to serve you, but... what happened? I'm not going to eat all this sugar. I cannot do it. But actually, they are not testing me. They are testing you. They are testing you. So you take care. I will just sleep. It's your business. It's not my test. It's your test. So he went to sleep. What happened was that a big elephant, Hati, came to the enter, appear, it's just in the jail, and he was sleeping. And the elephant started eating all the sugar cane. And finally, when the elephant finished all the sugar cane, with his trunk, he awake Babaji. And Babaji was, ah! And he saw the elephant, and then he saw that the sugar wasn't there. And then the elephant make a big sound. So everyone came, and when they came, the elephant left. They still open, and he left. And they tried to find the elephant, but the elephant disappeared. And Babaji understood, oh, this is the Supreme Lord. It's Hati Ram. It is the Supreme Lord in the form of an elephant. And so everyone could understand when they saw the sugar disappear, and he was saying, this is Hati Ram. My Lord took the form of an elephant. So everyone believed him now. And everyone realized he was a really great devotee. And so after that, he was known as Hati Babaji. Hati Ram Babaji. So this is a nice story. But I was saying that to explain that to have the darshan of the Lord is not easy, but for devotees, for pure devotees, they can take it everything. I mean, the Lord will test one who he just wanted to serve the Lord, and this all the tests that he went through. So finally, he got the service. Actually, I forgot to say that. He became the chief priest of the temple. So he got the service, but he went through so many, some tribulations. And his faith was tested. He wanted really, his relationship with the Lord was tested. So in the same way, in order to have a deeper, even relationship with senior devotees, or with a relationship with the Supreme Lord, it's not like one has to be ready to accept that relationship. So understanding is that if we don't have that relationship or we don't have that spiritual experience, it's because we don't want. We may say we want, but when you want something, you get it. So the only thing that is separating us from the Lord is our desire. It's not because when it is said, but we can see by example of a scripture that when one devotee is ready and have the real desire to see the Lord, they can see it, like Dhruva Maharaj and many others. And everything in life, when you want to achieve something, if you really want, you achieve it. So that even the materialistic people, they are achieving so many things because they want, they have that desire. It's strong. So, and they are willing to, some materialistic people, they are willing to do all nasty jobs, whatever, just to obtain money or something. When they have a goal, or they don't care all the struggle they have to pursue because they have very clear what they want and the price that they have to pay. So in the same way, the pure devotees, they know the price. So they know that the price, what they are getting, is very expensive, and what they are paying is nothing. Like whatever tribulation they have is nothing for them, because they know what they are going to get. Like the example of if you are lifting a bag, and then you say to the devotees, can you take this? And the devotee may say, no, my bag is paining, I cannot take it. I'll just take it to the fourth floor. No, I'm sorry, I have back pain. So then you explain, but actually this bag inside have ticket for Mayapur, for India, and also you get Lakshmi, and not only for 1 year. If you take this luggage, you go to India every year. You can see your spiritual master, everything. And then you say, okay, I'll take it, but but you cannot take it because you have back pain. No, Prabhu, it's not so hard. I think I can do it. So, because now you understand how valuable is that luggage. So it's all a question of awareness. When I understand what I want, then I can go through so many. Nothing is painful in other words, because pain is finally in the mind only. So I can take that luggage and be happy. So in the same way, those devotees who understand what they are striving for, they don't mind any austerity or nothing, because there is no austerity actually for them, because they know what they are obtaining after. So if there are any comments? There's no mic? Back the mic? Okay, or why don't you, because for the online, you can just come here. Anyone who wants to have a question?
So you were saying how we're not happy with who we are today. So we're always rendering our... Yeah, in general, that's true. In general, like, you know, we have this tendency to think about the future or the past, not so much the present. And then at the end you made a very beautiful point that one who knows what he's going to receive, he'll take all trouble. So it seems like there is a component of knowing the future, but at the same time, like you said, we have to be present. So I don't know how to balance those two things.
Lord Chaitanya explained that Nitya Krishna Prema Sadhya Kagunaya Sravanadya Sudarchite Karadhya Udaya. No, that the love for God is within already. But we have to uncover. There are many liars, not Chaitodhar Panambar Sanambhava. So it's not something that we're going to get from the external, but we are already carrying it, like that love or that goal. What we are going to obtain, we already have it, but we don't have the method to unfold that. And that is the process. And the result of the process is that that treasure will be unfolded. So this is not something that we are getting from outside. And regarding the future, like Prabhupada said, can be in a second or in million of life. It's not a question of time. It's not time that will bring that love for God. It's just again become aware. So therefore, the issue of the present will be like learn to be present in the service that we're doing without trying to derive another thing besides that service. Like, for example, if I'm doing a pujari service, transfer or something, the idea is to focus on that service. But generally we are thinking, okay, when I finish the transfer, then I go to read. Then when I'm reading, I'm thinking, I'm reading now, and then when I finish, I will start chanting rounds. And when I'm chanting rounds, I'm thinking, I have to finish so I can read Srimad Bhagavatam. Always, there is something in the future that will come. So we are, in that way, it seems that we are missing, I'm missing, and the opportunity of unfolding anytime. So if I just can be, understand that what I'm doing is supreme, it's the most important thing I can do in this moment. Like even if I'm sweeping the floor, or if I'm chanting rounds, or whatever. Prabhupada explained that one who is performing devotional service, he's never tired. And we can have glimpses of that when we are really in the present because of pressure, something like a festival like Ratha Yatra, or when you have to finish something and you don't have time, like for example, you have to get the service done and you have 10 minutes, you absorb in the service. There is nothing else. And then the time flies, you don't realize, and you are there in the present, and you don't become tired even, because you're just trying to do nicely the service. And so Prabhupada explained that one who is performing devotional service, he's never tired, but we are tired because there are so many gaps there, so many activities going on. It's not just one activity. It's I'm doing this activity, but actually I'm doing so many other things in the mind, thinking, and after that, I'm planning, and like that. So it's so tiring. If I'm doing just my one activity and not thinking in the past, in the future, and I'm performing the service, the mind can absorb in that. Then there is not. Like, even if from the material point of view, like musicians or people who does art, sometimes they don't get tired. So they spend like 10 hours, 20 hours. I remember playing guitar, I would be like hours sometimes from morning to night with friends, and then say, oh, it's night. So what to speak of the personal service, it's something spiritual. So I would say when we get that taste, a higher taste, then there is not much thinking of what I will obtain. It's in the same process. The Krishna consciousness is not like a yoga or jnana. You practice something to obtain different than what you are practicing. So you just want to get rid of these asanas and all these practices and then obtain the samadhi finally. But in Krishna consciousness, we don't want to get rid of the chanting of Hare Krishna or get rid of sweeping the floor to obtain something else. So what we will obtain will be the same. Therefore, we have the most important thing is the desire. Do you really want this? Because otherwise, you will obtain something that you don't want. If you will want something else than being the servant of the servant, then we are not going to obtain anything, because that means material world, something else beyond that. So, do I explain myself a little bit? Okay, you can say it's a comment. You can say in the microphone. No, I say I'm just asking a question to you.
Oh, if I can say a comment.
You're going to say a comment.
Okay. Sorry, I misunderstood you. It was really interesting that basically everything that you said in class was things I was already thinking about this morning, including even the quote that you were giving. It was very interesting. I was thinking that this is not the first time that's happened to me, something like that. And it gave me the inspiration that although it's not like a time-bound thing in Krishna consciousness, like you said, even within a moment we can become self-realized. Prabhupada gives that statement. But he also said, but we also have the understanding that as you go through the Srimad Bhagavatam, the realization awakens step by step, like that. So it's interesting, because what we're hearing is actually giving us the conceptions of spiritual reality. And then if we're hearing submissively and we're, you know, maintaining like the program of purification, then the conceptions are solidifying, and then the realizations come as we go through, because it's designed like that. So that's interesting. It's not a contrast, but with what you're saying, but also at the same time, it's like there is a progression in Krishna consciousness that's part of the hearing, especially Srimad Bhagavatam. It's like before we get to the 10th canto, Srila Prabhupada says, one becomes completely God-realized if he just reads these first 9 cantos. And then, you know, so it's like, it's interesting.
I would say that's true. And at the same time, when we read the Srimad Bhagavatam, also if we are reading just to finish, giving an example. I'm reading the Srimad Bhagavatam, so I will become self-realized. After I get to the 12th canto, nothing will happen. You have to start again. Because it's the process of reading the Nitya every day, Srimad Bhagavatam. But it's not that there is something better in the 12th that you are missing in the first canto. So you have to go. It's in every canto. Every Prabhupada said that all the Srimad Bhagavatam is tasteful. So, but the process is that we need to be exposed to all the practices of bhakti, sravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, vishnu, in order to clean the heart constantly. Yeah. And we will say like one day that the future. Okay. So we end here. Okay. Okay. I think is 40. Everyone, if you have to leave, you can leave. And it's just with.
Thank you for the beautiful class. I was especially like the first part of the class where you were mentioning how the living entities are fallible. And of course, every living entity, I mean, they have good intentions, like you're saying, the father or the mother or the friends who sort of give promises like, you know, I'll be there for you or I'll protect you and so on and so forth. But actually, we can't do that. I mean, we can't be that. That's what you're sharing. So I was appreciating Srila Prabhupada. I mean, and the Vaishnavas, even the Vaishnavas also, although even the spiritual master, I mean, his main instruction is to actually take shelter of Krishna. So he's like, that's the distinction between Srila Prabhupada and so many other gurus, where they say, I'm God, you know. But Srila Prabhupada, and you know, a pure devotee, he is just a representative. And his main message is to take shelter of God, take shelter of Krishna. And of course, he's helping us. But he, even the pure devotee spiritual master, he never thinks that, you know, he will deliver the disciple, you know. So like the mood between Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. So if you could share something about that.
No, I just want to say something very short. But I probably didn't get the whole question. Sometimes I have problems in getting the question is a little bit long. I have some trouble. But regarding Srila Prabhupada, I remember I was reading the Transcendental Diary, how even the spiritual master, he's very, I mean, he's potent because he's connected with Krishna, and Srila Prabhupada was a pure devotee. But when he went to LA in 1976, he went to the temple and the in Watsika Avenue, and the devotee had done so many nice things like in the temple. Everything was marvelous, like amazing. And then Prabhupada said, actually, there is no need for me to come to the West. My disciples are taking care of everything. So there is no need for me. I'm just coming to give some enthusiasm, but they can take care of. So it's not like Krishna is saying, no one is, I cannot find anyone equal to me, but the pure devotee, he doesn't take that position. He's always thinking of, well, everyone can do, like my disciples can take care. But actually, Prabhupada was sustaining everything. But he wasn't thinking like that. He was thinking, no, my disciples, they can do it. They are doing everything. So always giving credit to others. So in the same way, for going back to Godhead, he will give credit to his spiritual master.
Just wanted to say that I think that you can correct me if I'm wrong, but someone who's a pure devotee, their whole life, like Prabhupada, every moment he's absorbed in Krishna and doing Krishna's service. And like you said, we can also like be in that place. But I think for us, it just might be like sometimes we have that realization and yes, I'm doing this for Krishna, and then we forget, and then okay, now I'm gonna do this for myself and this for myself and this for myself. Oh yeah, and then oh yeah, I gotta do this for Krishna. And I think it's a matter of extending those moments longer and longer until it takes up your, when one is fully, you know, no longer endeavoring to please himself and just only Krishna, then he's ready to go back to Godhead. I mean, can maybe give something on that.
Yes, I think in the Chaitanya Charitamrita it is explained that if one exposes himself to the higher association of devotees, very advanced devotees, then you can have that. So it's the association of those who are having that experience and taking advantage of that association by serving the Mahatsivan, Dvaramahur Vimukti. I would say that. But it's not a word, just endeavor. Like, I will do it by exposing myself, like, by pleasing and those devotees who are advanced, that the door will open to us. But there is always two sides, it's not one side. We expose ourselves, but there's no also like a formula, like we calculate by doing like this, I will become creative. Also, as I say, even if you expose to higher association, you really have to have pure motivations and also be ready for what does mean, because it's willing to accept whatever will come from that relationship. Like in this story with Hati Ram Baba, he had a relationship that many of us are supposed to be hankering for, but we might not be ready to accept. So in the same way, the spiritual master may put, if we want something higher, there will be some test, many things. And according to our desire, we will be willing to go through that to access to higher levels. Srila Prabhupada ki, Grantaras Srimad Bhagavatam ki.